T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So were you bashing the president while I was gone?
No idea. I mean, it's day to day with him and me. I don't.
Right.
Some days he sets himself up for it.
He sure does. He sure does.
I don't remember as much because it was the shootings.
Right. You had a lot of nasty news going on.
Yeah. I think he's kind of shocked by the polls and he doesn't know how to respond. But I don't know why he cares.
Right. Well, you know what the thing is? I don't know why he
cares
about
I'll tell you what I bashed
them.
Him about. I'm glad you reminded me. So he came here to the cracker plant.
Right, right. And they paid their people to stand there or whatever.
By the way, that's kind of standard.
Right.
They want a crowd. Who cares? No, what he did was he lied about the cracker plant. He said he built it.
Wait, what?
He said he did it. He said he's responsible for the cracker plant. Well, he wasn't in office. It was Tom Corbett, Rich Fitzgerald. I don't know how Obama had nothing to do with it, I wouldn't think, but it wasn't even his administration.
Right. I have a hard time with the whole ego thing.
So I was playing it over again.
Yeah.
He goes, folks, I did this. So I got a gas out of that, as you can probably imagine. I don't know. And his people called and they yelled at me and said it's a white lie. And I say it's a lie. You either lie or you don't.
They all lie.
You can't
lie.
Say I built this plant
right,
when he wasn't even in office.
True.
But yeah, I did. And that was my one Trump is making me sick kind of moment.
Right.
But okay, so do you mind reading this?
Okay, sure.
You're better.
All right. I'm really not.
I'm fascinated
by
this.
All right, Warren leaps ahead of Sanders in the Fox News poll where all top Democrats beat Trump. This is released Thursday, found former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Kamala Harris, in the same place where they were in March, 31% for Biden, 8% for Harris, while the two candidates in between them swapped places with Warren, now in second place with 20%, and Sanders in with 10%. No other candidate tops 3%. But apparently, each of the top Democrats beats President Trump in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, Biden by 12, Sanders by 9, Warren by 7, Harris by 6, right at the margin of error. Margin of error. Trump doesn't hit 40% in any of the matchups.
Now I did take callers about
the
Pennsylvania
crap.
Poll came out and said half of the voters in Pennsylvania say they'll vote for anybody but Trump.
All right, so I think Gary in Freeport thinks that too.
866-391-1020. Would you vote for these Democrats over Trump?
Right.
I'm curious.
All right.
Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey there. Just wanted to say Wendy's correct. Anybody but Trump.
When did I say that?
She didn't.
I won't vote for anybody but Trump.
No, you just said that you thought my opinion was...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So anybody but Trump.
Well, almost anybody, but...
Okay, so anybody of the candidates running. So if it were Yang, you would think that Yang was a better option than President Trump.
Well, he's not at the 3%, so Biden is my pick. I know how Marty feels about Biden, but...
He's kind of slow.
Aren't we all with Tom?
Yeah, but we're not all presidents either.
Yeah, I'm sort of needing him to be a little bit sharper.
All right, my man.
All right.
All right. George, go ahead. Buddy George.
My man, I'll tell you, I was a big Trump supporter. You remember all that 3 years back, but 4 years back almost. But he's gotten to me with his mouth, with everything. And now I'm hoping the economy does take a little bit of a dip just because that's what most people like him for, because it has skyrocketed since he's gotten there. And there's always other factors.
So
but, I would vote for anybody. I would vote for Yin and Yang, and then Korean and Boom and Yang if it comes down to it. Thank you, T.S. Chairman Roeville.
I love it. That's awesome.
Thank you. Actually, kind of funny. He's very funny.
How about Ron in Katanning? Ron, hey, welcome to KDK. Who would you be voting for right now if the election was today?
Well, first off, there's no Democrat that qualified.
Thank you.
Number two, I don't have a home phone, so they can't call me for any polling. I have a cell phone, and if they called my cell phone, I still wouldn't tell them who I'm voting for, because I don't want them coming and picketing my house or vandalizing me. Seriously.
Whoa. Well, you seem a little paranoid. Hey, Ron. Nobody wants to picket your house or vandalize you, man.
Well, I think they do.
Who's they, man?
Who the Democrats and the activists are.
They want to come to your house?
Well, no, I don't. I hear what he's saying about the activists, because I live in a community that is activist-oriented, and the signs are everywhere, and some people are militant.
They're not coming to Ron's house. Nobody cares about
you, Ron. They vandalized my Trump sign in my yard.
No one's driving to Gattaning, Ron.
Marty, the point is nobody is going to answer polling correctly on the phone, seriously, because you don't want anybody to know what you're thinking.
I don't disagree with you at all.
A little paranoid,
I think that's
Ron.
Right. I don't think he's paranoid. I think he's right.
Nope.
I think that's right. He's
Thank
right.
You.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
So look, Ron has one fan out there. So
what?
Norm's getting a little nasty from Saris, and I love Norm.
Right.
He got a little angry about the guy who said he'd rather have the economy. There are people out there who would like the economy to tank so Trump loses.
Right. These are single-issue voters, usually.
How can any F-bomb...
Wow.
Seriously, Norm got a little testy. How can any F-bomb, A-bomb...
Oh.
...hope or wish the economy goes bad? What a blankety-blank.
Wow.
Hey, Norm, have
Norm,
a,
I understand. I get
Norm,
it.
Have some milk chocolate and a smile, man.
Doesn't he make the cherries that we like, Brock? We need to get some of those.
Norm's the best.
Oh, no.
Norm
okay.
is the greatest
Dang.
Person alive. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey there. I just wanted to say I'm voting for Bernie all the way.
Oh.
I don't understand how you can say he's not qualified.
He's nuts.
If there's anything you want to say about him, well, you can't take away from him. He's been saying the same thing his entire career.
Yeah.
He's not lying to you. He's not making anything up. He's not
so you're so wait a minute. So you agree with cutting the prison population in half and creating a civilian corps of unarmed first responders to fight institutional racism?
Excuse me?
Okay, that's what he goes
that's
for.
Bernie.
So if you like Bernie,
yeah,
that's
no,
what you
well,
like too.
Well, that's an interesting way to point it, the way to put it.
No,
yeah,
that's what he says.
Get,
that's not what I say. That's what he
that's
says.
That's Bernie. Bernie's nuts.
Yeah, well, why doesn't that make sense?
Well, it didn't make sense 30 seconds ago when you didn't remember that's what he said.
You can't release half the prison population.
It's not my main issue, but yeah, I'm definitely for decreasing the prison population.
How about opening the borders and giving health insurance to illegal immigrants? Well,
why
they'd be
not?
Legal. They'd be legal. Why not?
Why not?
Exactly. They'd be legal. And wait, real quick, I want to talk about Biden real fast, because you said he's slow. But what's more important about Biden to remember is what he actually stands for. He is not the right guy to be president. If you want to vote for Biden, you might as well vote for a Republican. That's
right,
what he is.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate your input.
People think that you should open the borders and pay for health insurance.
I don't think
people.
Most Americans don't believe that. Liz, go ahead.
The candidates do.
Hi, hon. First of all, I love you too. I just think you are great.
We are amazing.
I just passed the sign.
Enjoy it while you can.
You are. Okay, thank you. I just passed the sign, and it looked like a political sign,
yeah.
And I thought, whoa. And on it said, it was in red, white, and blue, it said, any functioning adult.
Oh.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I like this.
Now, you know what? Democrats are off the freaking rails, unhinged, and it's just a
little
sad,
too far
sad
left
thing.
Socialist
it's
for
a
me.
Sad, sad thing, you know? If anybody said that about Barack Obama, they'd be called a racist.
I'm convinced that they're way too far left. This is me.
Want to take Nancy?
And the list keeps growing.
As do the list of callers who don't like the president.
Norm, bring the strawberries by. Just calm down, man.
Is he still freaking out?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Nancy and Bethel, how are you? Welcome to KDKA.
Thank you, Wendy. You're not going to like what I have
That's
to say.
That's okay.
Good.
I like your job. I like your show, rather. I was a teacher for 40 years, and I have to say, I just can't follow Trump. His integrity is not there. The tax cuts really for the very wealthy. People really, I don't think, understood it at the beginning, but that's a whole other show. Also, I just feel with the English second language people, I volunteer. I have an English second language cert. People are sad. You know, I mean, immigrants are part of our culture, and we really need to embrace them. Yes, there's a lot of issues that have to be worked out, but that's pretty much what I have to say.
Yeah, but Nancy, I don't think the president is saying we shouldn't embrace immigrants. I think he has been widely clear that we are a nation of immigrants. It's a fact. And that's not the case. But when you have 100,000 in a month trying to get through and you're overloading centers right. and communities, and there's not the appropriate, you know, measures to find out who these people are. Are they, you know, are they criminals? Are they good people? Right. Are they going to assimilate? Do they want to be Americans? Do they want to speak our language? Do they want to contribute to the economy? Do they want to be Americans? If we don't have that, what do we have? Then you have mayhem.
Well, I feel we're, he wants to go back to the 50s. I'm old enough to know. I remember watching many things on TV, and that's a whole other issue, the racial. I just feel he wants to go back to the 50s, and we're not going back.
Hmm. But what happened? Happened in the 50s? I'm curious.
I wasn't alive. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry. It was 50s, 60s. The 60s. I'm sorry. I had the wrong decade.
What happened?
I used to watch with the racial everything in the South, and I used to watch it as a child, and I would think, oh my goodness, these people are just trying to go to school.
But what does that have to do with illegal immigration?
No, it has nothing to do with it, but that's another issue.
You think the divisiveness.
I guess I just wanted to point out some things, but I appreciate you letting me speak, and both of you have a blessed day.
Oh, you too. Thank you for the call, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now. I don't know.
Hey, we'll see. I mean, we'll see as it goes along. I think there are a lot more people angry with him than there were before. I think there's a lot of screaming and yelling. I don't think it benefits anybody.
I agree with that 100%.
I think it's ridiculous that people would want the economy to falter to punish Trump. Come on, man. That's just gross.
I think you struck a nerve, my man. You struck a little nerve.
I didn't strike anything. I'm just sitting here waiting for the sand to pass through the hourglass.
Right. So we're talking about the president. We're talking about these polls, the most recent Fox News poll showing that he would lose and handily to the top four Democratic contenders. Asking people, you out there, do you think that's true? Would you vote for someone other than him? Would you vote for one of those four? What do you think?
It's interesting. Norm's going crazy over the fact that the guy said he'd see the economy tank if Trump would lose.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty common feeling.
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Because someone has a job.
Right.
And they're thinking, my job's not going to change. So if we go into a bit of a recession, and it's the only way Trump was going to win with a strong economy, I get it. Norm's going crazy.
I understand,
Just drop business some
owners, business owners see it differently, I think.
Janet.
Hi,
hello,
Janet.
Thank you. How are you today?
Good. What's going on?
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, if we were voting today, I would vote for Trump.
Okay. Why?
Okay. He's done everything that I thought he should do, and from the very beginning, you know, he had so many things that he wanted to do, and he has done them as far as the courts, and he's working on immigration, and people keep on saying immigrants. We all love immigrants. People forget that he married two immigrants. His two wives weren't born in the United States.
True.
So I don't know why they keep on saying it's illegal immigrants that we have a problem with, not people that come here illegally.
Right. Well, Janet, Janet, he's not presidential.
No. That I agree with you. I mean,
he's a pig. He's a pig.
I'm telling you what other people say. He's not presidential.
She knows he isn't either. He's a pig.
I don't call people pigs.
He's called many women pigs. He's called many women pigs.
There's a lot of things he says that, you know, I would never say. I don't like when people call people names or anything like that. I don't do that. I don't think it's nice, you know, but still for the country itself, for what he's trying to do for the country, I would vote for him again.
I love the call, Janet. Thank you so much.
Bob.
Hey, Bob and Irwin, welcome to KDKA.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Go
really
ahead.
Good,
go
Bob.
Ahead.
You know what? I agree with the last caller. I would vote for Trump again in a second. I think he's done everything that he said that he's going to do. I think he's the hardest working president in my lifetime. And
nice.
I love him.
I love him too. I take great heat for that. I'm on a very conservative, lonely island in media. I'll tell you that much.
In media, yes, you are.
Right? So what?
In media.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
Right.
Fox is turning on him. They know he's a jag off.
They're not turning on him.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
Oh, for...
Yeah, they're turning on him.
I don't think that's the case at all either. Bob and Bob's got it.
I would lose a couple thousand on a tax break to get him out of there.
No, you wouldn't. Oh, my gosh. Bob, thanks for the call, Bob.
What about Bob?
What about Bob? Bob was a shrewd consumer of news and information.
Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. I just want to let you, I think everybody's missing the point. Main media, that if the economy tanks, that's why people voted for Trump. That's not it at all. I voted for him on the short list of his nominees for the Supreme Court.
Okay, I get that. That's true, too. I've heard that. Yeah.
Why is he any different? But why is he any different because he talks like he is than Clinton, the way he treated women?
I didn't like Clinton either. Clinton was a pig, too.
Yes. They're all jerks. They're all self-promoters, and they're all jerks.
Yes.
I wanted my constitution protected. That's why I voted for him. And I don't care if I don't have a job. I'm voting for him again.
Dave, I hear you. How about this? You know what?
99%.
You know what I think? I think
his voters feel the same way.
We need...
I think he's going to get his butt kicked.
I think we also need some term limits. So these people who've actually never had a real job, get out.
Yes. Marty, I'm telling you right now, he had an 8% chance of winning last time, and he's only 9 points behind.
We're losing you, man.
He lied to us again.
Can you hear him?
No, right. I think he's going to kill it again. I agree with Dave. Kill it. He's going to kill it.
Mary.
Hey, Mary. Welcome to KDKA.
Hi. I said I must live in a little bubble or something because I was just at a fair and all over town, and everybody is voting for Trump.
That's what I'm wondering.
I thought, are we a pocket in Pennsylvania nobody knows about, or is this fake news? What's going on here, folks? So you know what? I don't believe it. The last election showed me that these people sit in their high tower offices and in D.C. and they make these decisions. They have no clue what the actual people who work for a living and take notice of what's going on in the world. I listen to OAN Newsmax. I listen to the JBS Jewish Broadcasting System.
Nice.
And they say their news and they present the news.
Yeah.
When I listen to CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, I listen to their commentary on their opinion, which I have come to the conclusion their opinion's no better than mine.
Right, right. No, they're just making more money than you are.
This business about this tax cut for the rich, I'm not rich, but guess what? We got $2,000 more extra.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Mary.
How about that?
Yeah, bang, 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 bang. Mary, I'm gonna save her phone number and give it to the president.
Let's get John.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful.
He's going to get trounced, John. Trounced.
No, he's not. Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good. Hey, I am a lifelong Democrat. And I voted Trump, and I will vote Trump again.
Wow, why?
Well, I am sick and tired of the Democratic Party and the liberal wing just frivoling our taxpayer dollars away.
Thanks, my man. We appreciate you and love you. Gotta go. You made your point. Sorry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.